We have some of the very first ministry of Jesus recorded in the book, which is direct and simple and does not need much explanation. It's not in parable form, as he spoke later. I think we should read some of these verses in Matthew 5, beginning with verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he, Jesus, went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Now, if you count down these verses, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 9 verses begin with the word blessed. And the next verse begins with rejoice. Just simple things to notice to get these blessings. And to rejoice is surely what we would want as followers of the Lord, to hear His teaching. Like we said, we don't need to clarify these things. We can understand them. The poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Looking for things up there instead of down here. We just came, some of us, from a group that was mourning, and we mourned with them. And we were comforted. And it's better to go to the house of mourning than the house of feasting, for the living will lay up to heart. God loves to comfort His children. A blessing comes through it. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. People, and we naturally seek things down here. No man has ever gained the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar was given the known world. Napoleon conquered much of it. Alexander likewise. But what about the soul? Well, here's the meek. Those that take that low place with Christ in His rejection, suffering under what we find on down here, the persecuted for righteousness' sake. Oh, the inheritance coming. They shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Righteousness comes in here. What do they get? They shall be filled. He's going to fill those that go on seeking that righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Of course. The merciful God loveth the merciful. And then it goes on, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. To go along as assembled with the name of the Lord Jesus, with those that call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ out of a pure heart, puts you in the place where by faith you can see the Lord Jesus in the midst, as we were reminded at the breaking of bread this morning. To see Jesus in the midst by faith. Those with unmixed motives, Christ the sole object, the pure object. Then what I wanted to speak on was this ninth verse. Blessed are the peacemakers. For I believe we need it. And what does it say about them? For they shall be called the children of God. In Galatians 3, we read, ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, born into God's family. Through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become His children. But here it says, shall be called the children of God. We are known as God's children through this special service. Our brother was speaking from the platform this afternoon, and he had an exercise about it, and some sister had an exercise about it, about the need for pastors, shepherding care, and we agree fully with it. And it is a most blessed work service too, which I will say can be rendered by everyone here in this room. It has been a lesson to me to see the shepherding care of children and women, literally with the sheep, the goats, and the lambs in the Andes Mountains of Peru and Bolivia. An object lesson for me as to the literal occupation, I say, of tending sheep. That it is the words of the Lord used, pastors, shepherds, that the women and the children were in the work almost more prominently than men. So that I believe that it is so in a spiritual sense too, to care for the families. It begins in the family. You're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now I want to speak about this work of being a peacemaker. Shepherding care is so necessary. But now we're going to turn to this verse. And it too is an occupation that is blessed. It says so here. Blessed are the peacemakers. It doesn't say the pieces makers. Pieces turns it into broken parts. It doesn't say the pacemakers. It says the peacemakers. These are the ones that are blessed. Not the troublemakers, but the peacemakers. I say these things because it's here in a language we can understand, and we don't want to change it. Leave it like it is. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Well, can you do it? In the family in which I grew up, I thank God for parents, which to me were the best. And I was the middle one in the family of nine, so I got it from both sides and needed it too. But what I wanted to bring out was this. We were having in the reading yesterday afternoon about the Father, how He disciplines, how He trains, how He corrects, how He chastises the Son, the children. In love. And we have a Father who is faithful, who is perfect, who is doing that with every one of us. And thank God that our Father is faithful. And it reminds us as fathers that we ought to be faithful. And correction is not pleasant. But it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those that are exercised thereby. There you get the peaceable fruit of righteousness in those verses. But in families, other things are necessary. And other things come. Quarrels, a bit of strife. When you're young, it doesn't amount to so much, generally. But I thank God, amongst my five sisters, I got help, particularly from one of them, who was a peacemaker. She was a peacemaker of the family. Others helped too, brothers too. Do we need it as being in God's family? We do. Are you a peacemaker? I just put it to you. Am I a peacemaker? We need them, don't we? Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Don't you want to be called one of God's children? You are that by faith in Christ Jesus. Don't you want to be known as that? Oh, how much we have of the opposite. Let's go to the little book of James. The third chapter comes in and exposes one of the members of our body. I think I can include all in this, because it says the tongue can no man tame. And down toward the end of that chapter, it says in verse 13, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom." A good conversation. What you're saying, what I'm saying. Show. That's what you get in James. Show me. Ye see. Then it goes on and says, "But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts," in my family we had some of this, a little, as I suppose in the family you were born into, and also helpful was a peacemaker in that family. These things get bitter, and there comes in envying and strife in your hearts. Says, don't glory about that. Don't boast in that. And lie not against the truth. Oh, the truth comes in. Righteousness has to be there. The truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Oh, James puts it right to the source. It doesn't come from above. It comes from below. Strife, envy. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion. Confusion. And every evil work. How clear the book of James is too. Now we want to come to these other verses. 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Oh, purity comes in. God demands it. I'm thankful in our chapter we've been considering in Hebrews 12 that it ends up with the word perfect. In the preceding chapter, we're being led on to perfection, right up there, where the Lord has fully trodden the course and gone into that they without us should not be made perfect. But we're being led through this world by the Scriptures, by the Spirit, by the Lord Himself, learning and trained by a Father, drawing us toward Him. And wisdom is needed in the course here. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. Oh, to the brethren, we get the desire, hold this point in James, and we'll read it in Ephesians 3, the next to the last verse. For if we can see what God wants for us as His children, what our precious Savior wants for us as those whom He has bought with His own precious blood, it helps us to know that they want this for us. The next to the last verse of Ephesians reads this way: Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is their desire for the brethren. Returning to James, this wisdom is from above. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. If we're getting our wisdom for our words, our actions, our conduct from above, there will be peace to the brethren. This is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated. Full of mercy, good fruits. So many of these qualities the Lord was teaching in Matthew 5 come out here. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We're returning right back to the peacemaker. The fruit of righteousness. The fruit of righteousness. Righteousness and peace go together. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Brethren, we need pastors among us. It's an unseen work that has to wait until the Lord comes to get most of the reward. The evangelist and the teacher get a good deal of reward down here, but not so much the pastor. Now what about the peacemakers? Don't we need those? Oh, what a wonderful work it is. Certainly, because of what has happened and is happening and may happen, this too needs to be practiced. Blessed are the peacemakers. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Read from the 22nd verse. Straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water.
and he said, Come. And when Jesus was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. We also look at John chapter 21. John chapter 21. The third verse, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat about unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. Now I'd like to turn also to Mark's Gospel in the 7th chapter. Verse 25, And as for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet, the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of his daughter. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Jesus answered and said unto her, she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. When she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. So, brethren, I read quite a few verses, but the three things that were particularly on my mind were just little phrases in what I had read. In the first one, where the Lord it says,